You are listening to the Old School Movement Podcast
with Daz, Chris and Steve. You understand?
Yes, we're here. It's Old School Movements again, man.
We're back.
Old School Movements, and it's the Hot School Movements today, man. Well, the whole week has been Hot School Movements.
It's hot.
You know, like them summers when we were kids running around. But you'd get hot because you'd be running around. But these days, you're just chilling.
You can't run in this. You can't run in it.
Man's just sweating, sitting down. I ain't even doing that.
That's just our age, man. That's just our age catching up. We ain't got to do much to break a sweat these days, have we?
It's not on. It's not on. But hey, I'm not complaining.
It's good. Because
today is another day of Old School Movements Podcast. And you guys know we like doing episodes and part ones and twos and threes and fours. We're the sequel guys.
We got so much to talk about.
Yeah. So we're going to break this up as well. And you know, we love our cartoons, our TV shows, our adverts, because the main thing about all these things is the theme tunes. The theme tunes give, you know, bring you into the movie, the program.
It grips you.
Watch your program for that, isn't it? Sometimes the theme tune.
Sometimes you listen to the theme tune and turn
just
the tune,
theme
turn
tune.
The TV
yeah.
afterwards.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. some of them. Some theme tunes you only get like a few seconds into, like the Why Don't You one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Some
we've mentioned that before. It's something irritating.
But the great thing about it is that I can't think of a lot of them that irritate me. Probably if I think later. Right now, when I think of 80s theme tunes, I can only think of ones I really
like. The ones you liked, yeah. Once we've got through a good batch of the ones we liked, maybe a few parts, then we might have to do that. Really think hard of the ones that did irritate us. There must have been a few. Like definitely the Why Don't You one. And there definitely be some other ones.
There must have. Or Sons and Daughters. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was annoying.
And the Sullivans.
Tears and laughter.
My mum used to love
You know what, the Sullivans, I can't remember the song, but I know I didn't like it.
I know I didn't like it either.
Blatantly. Yeah,
it was
boring.
As soon as you hear it, switch the channel.
All I remember is a kid nicking the dude's cap and running down the street at the end of the music.
I don't even remember
that.
He pulled his cap off.
His black cap, and ran down the street. How did that thing go?
Like a Hovis advert.
Yeah, how much trouble I'd get into if I didn't record that for my mum? Mate, Sons and Daughters, Sullivans.
Yeah,
I can't remember how the Sullivans thing went though.
Because we used to switch straight away. I named that tune in one, like one syllable. Like you've done it.
I'm not watching that. But the tune that I think we've mentioned this before. The tune that would freak me out, but you'd watch it. It was Totally Unexpected.
Yes.
Yeah,
you had to listen to it, but you knew it was freaking you out.
Yeah.
And the minute it finished, it was bedtime.
Yeah, especially with the way it ended. It went, oh my God, you remind me of that high bit. It's like a creepy toy box, man.
Yeah.
It was a creepy toy box. Remind me of like a haunted fairground or something.
Yeah, haunted carousel.
Yeah, like a haunted carousel.
No one there. I like the horses all burnt out. And
Exactly.
Oh,
you're going to see some like orphan looking kid, you know, the kid with the long hair coming round like on it. I'd rather listen to Nick Berry's Heartbeat.
No, that is what I didn't like.
I didn't like that either.
Let's put that in the
That's going in the
Do you can put in with that. You can put in Last of the Summer Wine in with that as well.
I don't even know how that went.
I didn't mind the program. It was boring, but it was watchable.
Yeah.
How did Last of the Summer Wine?
Was that an instrumental one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it don't stick in your head. It's them ones with the words, isn't it? It's them ones with the words.
Words.
Like Bob the Builder. That's in your head, man. Like you can't forget them.
Exactly. Words paint the picture for the program you're about to see. So for you guys, we're gonna select our not top 10 in no order. No tune is better than the other. We're just gonna go through 10 tunes today. So this is
memorable ones.
Exactly. This is part one of our top 10 theme tunes. My name's Mr. Lucas.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Stats.
And let's go for this old school ride. All right, so look, number 10. Not number 10. Just
any old order. The first one.
Now, this isn't one I like, ironically.
This one paints a picture, though.
But Chris likes it. It paints a picture for him.
It paints a picture.
It doesn't paint a picture for me. And probably not for Stacks. I didn't even watch the show.
There's a reason why I like it. I didn't like the show as much. There were some good bits in it. You'll work that out in a minute. There were some good bits in it worth watching, but I didn't really like the show. But the theme tune, we're talking about Baywatch. I know it's kind of late. We're getting into the little bit of the 90s here, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Baywatch, man, it was Jimmy Jameson. I'm Always Here was the theme tune, and the reason why I liked it, it was like one of them.
It was like a soft rock song it was like a chewing gum song or erectile dysfunction or something.
Like Wrigley's gums, or a Lonely Pepsi advert.
You know, have you got erectile dysfunction? It's like that kind of.
It's like soft rock.
Gillette, the best a man can get. Yeah. And he's got problems. He didn't go bathroom properly. It's that kind of song. I didn't like it. It weren't for my age. It wasn't for, Chris, you just liked it because the ladies bouncing on the screen in the credits at the beginning.
There were some nice ladies in it, I must admit. It was worth watching for that. But no, it was like one of them Kenny Loggins, you know, like a Top Gun tune. It was one of them big tunes. Exactly. The geezer diving off the boat. But Jimmy Jameson is most famous for being lead singer in two 80s rock bands, one Cobra and the other one Survivor. So this is why I kind of liked it. Because when I found out this, I found out this after I got around off the back of the Rocky IV soundtrack, because I like Burning Heart. Burning Heart's a bad tune. Mm. But he joined Survivor after they done Eye of the Tiger. He came in after. So he's the lead singer on Burning Heart, Is This Love, out of the Rocky IV tune, and The Moment of Truth, which is the Karate Kid theme tune. So it's from that, and then knowing he sung the Baywatch one, which is... Yeah, so it was a sort of bit of... Of the guy who's singing it. It's that classic 80s...
You've already invested in it, innit? You already know his style.
You already know that sort of style. So when you see, that's the guy from Survival. I can hear it now and I can see it now.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with liking...
I don't like the show too much. The ladies in it were good.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with liking erectile dysfunction rock, which is now a new genre in itself.
It does that, doesn't it? Like, and that's how we see throwing frisbees, a Labrador catching it, him stroking it, it runs in the sand. Have you got a wreck? It's that kind of thing.
It's like some panty pad advert.
It's that kind of thing. I just couldn't get with it.
There's some people stand in the darkness. It's one of them, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you hear it.
I don't even know the lyrics. I don't even know the lyrics.
But... I need to dive into something. It's one of them. You hear it, you got to dive into something. Literally anything.
That came out in 89. So, but you know, drifted into the 90s and it dominated the 90s, and soft rock theme tune was the thing of
it
of
was that the era. Yeah, it was thing. That thing.
Because I liked, funny enough, I liked the theme tune for Gladiators.
The TV show,
Have you got the skill? Or something? Do you remember it? It was proper passionate rock. But you know, the British guy singing it, trying to give that Californian, you know, blonde, long-haired rock, you know, arm off jean jacket, chain buckle music.
Arm off jean jacket, you know.
He was trying to do that. But it was a big tune. It got you ready for the Gladiators. So I get where you're going with Baywatch.
It's in that same sort of line. If you're liking that, then I'm getting away with
Zach,
the Baywatch.
Did you like Baywatch?
No, I wasn't a fan. You know,
I wasn't a fan.
He was out, man.
I was out for real. I was playing football.
So listen.
Enough of Baywatch now.
That's Chris's. That's Chris's.
Still, it's a good theme tune. It's like, a good theme tune. It's not my thing. It's just a good theme tune.
He followed the singer's career. What's he singing now? Do you know?
I don't know what he's. I don't think he's about anymore. Is he? I'm not sure. No, he's still about. I think.
So our second one is like this one. Every kid growing up in the 80s knows this one, and you might not know the whole song lyrics, but you'll know parts of it. And then when you found out the guy who acted in it sang it, he's like, damn, you know, he's an all rounder.
That makes it
and,
better,
and,
yeah.
And there's quite a lot on this list today that we got of the actors who sang the song.
Actually sing first it, yeah.
One, yeah, actually sing. But our first one of
the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Exactly.
Do the whole thing. Might as well produce it, write it.
You know. But this guy was also a stuntman.
The credits ain't going to be long at the end.
You know. And this guy was Lee Majors with The Fall Guy, man.
The Fall Guy. And Unknown Stuntman, the theme tune.
Unknown Stuntman, mate. It's like...
There's that little bit that sort of everyone knows, like...
What from, bit's that? Bit do you know?
Well, see, the thing is, I used to love The Fall Guy, but I can't remember the song.
That was not good. The main two things you remember is first the song, then the truck.
The truck.
Then the blonde girl, and then... Well, Lee Majors anyway, but...
Yeah,
in that sort of order, that's me anyway. But yeah, you know, I used to like it.
The thing about Lee Majors is that he was the Bionic $6 million man. Bionic Man, he's not Dylan Man.
Yeah, it was hard to see past
Steve
that.
Steve Austin.
Wasn't it?
Mm. No,
he done Fall Guy after.
That's the thing. I saw past that. For me, he was Colt Seavers.
Yeah, the stuntman. Yeah, yeah.
And he was Steve Austin when he's Bionic Man. He was two different people to me. He was Bionic
I'm
Man
sure
was
they used to do
fences.
Little. They used
and
to do
a truck.
They done little connections and throwbacks in The Fall Guy to the $6 million man. I can
probably
remember
did.
A couple of little mentions of it and stuff that sort of tied it in.
See, I didn't see much of $6 million man because I'm a little bit younger than y'all. So I didn't get to see $6 million man or Bionic Man well. So Fall Guy was the first time I saw him. For me, I loved Fall Guy. How did the tune go though? I want to hear the tune.
Well, I'm not the guy to kiss and tell. But I've been singing with Farrah.
Right now. Oh, he's getting it from the top. It's like, I did that a little bit.
I've never been with anything less than the nine. So fine. Remember this now?
I've been on fire with
Sally Field, gone fast as a girl named Bo.
Okay.
But at some time, this don't end up being mine. You remember it now?
Vaguely.
Might fall from a tall building. I might tarzan from a vine. Because I'm the unknown stuntman.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. I needed that end bit to really like lock it in.
It was wicked, man. That's a wicked song.
You know, it's and what's lovely about that song is that it's telling you about the program.
Yes.
Or what he does. If you listen to the lyrics, he's explaining what he's
explains
about.
It, yeah. And he's referencing real actors, isn't like Bo Derek and
because
and
as a kid, you're just Sally thinking he's some cop. He's got a truck and he's some cop, but he's like a bounty hunter, isn't he?
He's a bounty hunter, stunt man, and when he's out of work, he does the bounty hunting, isn't it? The stunt man work ain't always there, so he's a bounty hunter by night, I should say, or stunt man by day.
Yeah, and like, and as you said, Chris, all the actors and actresses that he mentions were people of that time. So if it came out now, it would be names that people are familiar with. You know, but no, it was everybody knows that. Well, I'm the only stuntman who makes Eastwood look fine. He's mostly mentioning the ladies. It's a son.
Yeah, mostly mentioning the ladies.
Yeah, Bo Derek and the rest of it.
Yeah, but the men, he's just making the men's roles look better.
And also the thing about The Fall Guy is it wasn't just the music, it was watching the opening credits and seeing the stunts.
Yeah.
Like see him hanging off a helicopter.
Yeah. The truck doing a jump or something.
Yeah, standing on a train. It was big and stand on trains.
Oh yeah.
I like the Hollywood illusion of trains. Trains weren't going fast in those days.
But these are
trains that are going to far destinations. But these guys can run on them, have a chat on them, stand up with them, have a burger.
There's no wind.
You can do what you want on the train. In the '80s you can stand on the train, fight a man. Throw them off and and jump back on your seat.
Yeah, no problem.
And still get asked for a ticket.
I love them big crash bag things as well, and they used to show them in it. You know the things you jump into. And start,
the big crash bag things. Yeah. When they fall out of buildings and that.
When they fall out of buildings. Big crash bag.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. You know, that used to be a big thing in the '80s.
Love a bit of the crash bag thing in the '80s.
Now, our next one, as you say, number three. Come out in the '90s and was a theme tune. So again, with the '90s, a theme tune that everybody knows. And this sitcom, you really did want to watch it from start to finish because at the beginning it was the lyric version, at the end was instrumental. You still watched it again.
Yeah, you watched it right to the end.
written by Quincy Jones and Willard Smith. It's the, you know, it's the French prince.
Oh, French prince. Yeah, you know. Damn, I ain't never seen that before.
Brilliant.
The French prince of Bel Air.
I'm back. The Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
We'll come to the French princes later.
Yeah. The song's actually called Your Home to Bel Air.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, that's what it says, isn't it? Yeah, your home to Bel Air. So, yeah.
Sure.
Your home to Bel Air. And it's a song that as soon as you saw it and listened to it, you was like, I've got to remember this one because everybody's going to rap it.
It's like you knew it instantly sort of thing, isn't it? And it's like, it's always, because, yeah, you know, because it was so easy
if you knew Fresh Prince, you was used to his style. You already heard Princess Understand and Girls Not Got Trouble.
Yeah.
You knew his style.
One of my favourite albums from in the 80s, that.
Yeah,
it was, wasn't it?
So wicked album. If people ain't checked it out, it's definitely worth listening.
You would get his style. You know, you heard every line, you heard every word of what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it was a good, enjoyable song. But on the TV show, they couldn't do the whole 2-minute 19-second version.
No, it was just the short
30-second version. But it's a theme tune everybody knows. So who's gonna sing it, man?
He's gonna start off.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute to sit right here and tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
In the playgrounds where I spent most of my days.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all calling, all shooting some b-ball outside of school.
When a couple of guys
they were up to no good.
Started making trouble in the neighborhood.
I got in one little fight and my mother gets scared. She said, you moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air?
There you go. What's the next part? No one ever says the next part.
I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate refreshing it, dice in the mirror.
If anything else, I said, this cab was rare. I thought, man, forget it. You're home to Bel Air.
See that bit there? That's where the extra bit comes.
That's where the extra bit,
and then the end bit comes.
No, hold on.
You know the extra bit, Stacks?
I pulled up to the drive about 7 or 8 and I yelled,
to carry your home,
smell you later.
Look at the kingdom I was finally there
to sit on the throne as a Prince of Bel Air. When you hear them extra verses, that it does come back to you. That's what we just sung then is more or less the theme tune, wasn't it? The TV tune.
There's
verses before the cab bit, innit? Before he whistles for a cab.
Yeah.
I do remember, but I can't remember until I hear them. But they do come back to you straight away.
They did play it on a couple of episodes. I think one early episode, they played the full song.
And then
until everybody got used to the song, then they shortened it to the one that people really know. But no,
it's a wicked one, man.
That's a really good theme tune.
And it came out in a time where, you know, you had the odd hip hop film, you know, you had them Kid and Play for the comedy hip hop films. And when you saw this, it was like having something like that, but on TV. Yeah. It was like House Party on TV. And it was wasn't it BBC that actually brought it to
BBC Two back in
BBC Two, after school as well. It was on at a perfect time.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince and the theme tune was amazing.
It was.
Funny thing, it's so popular as well. That my kids were even learning it at school.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they haven't really watched Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah.
But they probably sing along to it.
Oh, yeah. They know the words. Yeah. They know the words.
What is that what kids are singing in assembly now?
I swear they've done an assembly or something where they had to learn Fresh Prince of Bel Air, mate. I'm telling you. Like you said about the extra verses, I'm sure they come back with extra verses. I don't know these versions. Yeah, mate. I'm telling you.
So where we're singing Kumbaya in the 80s, they get to sing... What's that all about?
Yeah, times have changed.
But that is a funny contrast. But Chris, you remember in primary school, we used to sing Very Superstitious to Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
When I'm 64 by the Beatles.
Yeah, so,
really? Check the time zone, the years. It probably makes sense that by this time, kids are doing rap songs in the 90s.
Yeah,
makes sense.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
crazy,
isn't it?
Have you heard recently as well that they could possibly be making like a film drama of Fresh Prince?
Yeah,
this serious looking thing. I've seen it briefly on social media. I think today or yesterday I saw it. So it looks interesting, though.
It does. I think it's a good idea.
I don't know.
because it's not going to be a because it's going to be more comedy. Serious. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But for the time,
comedy that made yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see what happened. It's a theme tune. Everybody knows, yeah, and everybody that's knows. Why it's in our list of you know of TV theme tunes all around TV the world. Themes. You know this.
Yeah,
it's all around the world, and it's probably sang in different languages and stuff. So
yeah. Nah, you know. I bet it's
everybody knows that.
In English. You go to Japan and they'll sing it to you in English, mate.
In English, yeah.
Let's see. True. Let's find out.
Yeah, it's true. Anyone from Japan that knows the Fresh
or anywhere else in the world.
Or anywhere else in the world, I want to know.
Let's sing it in English. Talking about Japanese people singing, that sort of brings us on to the next one I was thinking about, which is the theme tune for Monkey Magic, or the show Monkey. The song was called Monkey Magic. I think, we've mentioned Monkey in a few. We loved it, man.
I love that song. It we just got it you in into the... It was like funk disco.
It was proper funk disco. Mate. It was like 70s style. Like,
it captured the time.
It captured the time.
And it wasn't even of the time. Because you know some films and programs suit the era. So Monkey Magic was no technology. It was just sword, sandals, horses. But it was a funk guitar soundtrack.
It just didn't go right.
It shouldn't normally work.
It shouldn't normally go, no.
It shouldn't go, but it was perfect.
It worked wicked. Yeah, it worked wicked. I can never remember the opening line, though. It had a really weird opening line. Something about...
Monkey is funky, it never stops.
No, there was a line before that. That's where I remember it from. I remember it from that. The funkiest monkey that ever popped is the second line of the song. But to me, that's the first line. There's a bit before it about something about an egg on top of the mountain. Egg on...
Oh, hold on. That's like the story, isn't it?
No, the story goes, and then the first lyric is like, there was an egg on a mountain, and then the funkiest monkey, and it goes on to that bit.
That's a slight ad lib, because I just know the monkey
never, he knew every magic trick under the sun, teased the guts on everyone, and had some fun.
You see that lyric? He knew every magic trick under the sun.
Under the sun.
If you know every magic trick under the sun, you're pulling rabbits out of hats and disappearing and sawing people in half.
You're like David Blaine and who's
and
that other dude?
And levitating and who's putting the dude from eyes Bolton? On your hand. You're doing everything. Bolton. Yeah. Who's the Bolton dude?
Who's the Bolton dude? You met him.
Oh,
Dynamo. Sure you Dynamo.
Oh,
it's
Dynamo.
Like, it's like Dynamo and David Blaine mixed into one.
And all of them.
And David Copperfield.
Paul Daniels.
That's a friend though, all of them. Every magic trick under the sun, mate. Come on.
Monkey was bad. But it weren't just that opening theme tune. I know a favourite of yours was the end theme tune.
Mate.
But it was
I don't even know the lyrics.
It was a Japanese five-piece band that sung both the intro and the outro. And I think their name was like Godio or something was their name. Japanese five-piece band. But the outro was called Gandhara. And
But do you know that those kind of were they the same fans who sang in like Jackie Chan movies? Remember later on when Jackie Chan was doing police story? It had those kind of songs.
That record, the BBC pressed it and released it in the charts in 1979. And really? it got to number 56 in the single chart.
Gandhara.
Just the end tune. And the B-side was the Monkey Magic tune. That was the
B-side. B-side, you know.
Yeah. The tune that they released was Gandhara.
Mate, Monkey is funky and it never stops. Yeah. And like, throughout the programme, there was big funky tunes. Big funky.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the programme. And just noises and
it was wicked. It was proper entertaining.
The monkey man. It was a thing from Monkey. Is that what it's called?
Nah, it's called
Gandhara. Monkey Magic is the name. Yeah, Gandhara is the end tune. The start tune is Monkey Magic. The program's just called Monkey.
Mate. Because the thing about it, right? Remember you saying about the rock, the Easter egg.
Do you remember where he jumped out of it like some monkey? A guy in a monkey costume.
And a monkey
suit. I used to think that's like the worst effects. It starts off really bad, but it gets better.
And then the monkey looked like the monkey in Trading Places. The monkey at the end of Trading Places in the cage. That same costume, dude, monkey. Just some lame costume.
Like a mixed
Yeah. You know what? I couldn't remember from me. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
And there was some like. And there was some strings. Monkey. Oh, no, the hilltop bits come to me now. You're right. Because it went. The hilltop bit came in. Monkey is funky and never stops. He knew every magic trick under the sun. The bees have some fun.
There's a secret magic, There's a secret first line that no one remembers.
That's the line, mate.
You have to do one of them Vic Reeves pub karaoke noises for that first line, isn't it?
Like, yeah. It was a sly bit, and I'm sure it ended like monkey magic. Like that, they ad-libbing and all that, mate. I love that.
It was wicked for theme tunes. Both of them have got to be in there, the main tune and that end tune, that outro tune was just as good.
Yeah, love Monkey Magic. You had to, you watched the whole show from beginning to end for the theme music,
for the theme
weekly
tune.
Everybody who watched TV in the 80s knows that song.
Everyone knows Monkey Magic.
What a song that was. Let's move on.
It's a calm down after Monkey Magic. Yeah.
It's getting hot in here, man.
Big tune. Now, our next track, sticking with animals, but there's no animals in it. Everybody knows this because this is one of the greatest British comedies that has ever been made. And the song just took you there. And again, like the Fall Guy, it gave you the essence
explained
of what the programme is about.
It explained it.
Mm. And an interesting thing that we was talking about the other day, Chris, and you were saying, you know, what the meaning of the show means. And let's explain that. It's only Fools and Horses. The theme tune is amazing. So explain the meaning behind that phrase, man.
Growing up watching it, you know, everyone watched it. I never really thought of it before. You know, only fools and horses work. You know, that's what it would. You know, that was part of the song, innit? It was the title was part of the song. So yeah, it was only like a good few years back that I was thinking about it, and I thought, that's so right, man, isn't it? Unless you're a fool or unless you're a horse, you're going to be working hard for the rest of your life. Like, and if you're smart, you know, there's ways of living life nicely, innit?
Yeah,
it's such a well-written. Few words in it, only fools and horses work.
Be a dodgy dealer, you know.
Be a dodgy dealer.
I stick a pony in the pocket. I fetch a suitcase from the van. Because you want the best things and you don't ask questions. And brother, I'm your man. Well, here it comes. It's a mystery. It's like the changing of the seasons, the tides of the sea. But here's the thing that's driving me berserk. Why do any fools and horses work? Na 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 la la la. That making it soft rock song. La 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 la.
Turn it into
don't turn it. Yeah, edit.
Yeah, you turn it into bloody dysfunction things, man.
but that was the first theme tune, and it just went into the program nicely. The credits, the name of the episode came up, and it went into the show. It nicely brought you into the show. Show ends. Love the show. No music throughout the show unless there's a radio playing the cap or market.
Yeah.
But as soon as you hear the laughter, but there's always a brilliant joke at the end. The drum beat comes in, and then you've got the second song. For us being from West London, you know, every time we heard,
even though the show weren't meant to be set in West London, was it?
It was filmed in West London. Based in Peckham.
The lyrics had Bush in it, and you know, it was meant to be based in Peckham. Yeah, so it had good ties for people in West London. Like, we felt close to it anyway.
Yeah, but it's filmed in Acton, so
just from Acton.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, one of the South Acton.
Yeah.
It's Nelson Mandela House.
Look, again, like Monkey Magic, from the first theme tune, watched the whole program, enjoyed it to the end, you ain't leaving your seat, you know, because, you know, We've got some half price crack, ice, muzzle, carpet towels, TVs, deep freeze, and David Howard LPs, pool games, gold chains, what's it names, anapus, chauffeur, trancy track suits, mush from Shepherd's Bush, 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 bush. Come on, man.
Come, that's no VAT, no money back, no guarantee.
Black or white,
rich or poor, we will sell. Something by a score.
Something like that.
No, it's we'll cut prices at a stroke.
Is it? I was talking about
God bless Hookie Street. Beaver Hookie Street. Long live Hookie Street. Say magnifique Hookie Street.
Hookie Street magnifique.
Hookie Street. Mate.
I love Del Boy's little French sayings in it, mate.
Yeah, his French sayings
were funny.
Written
and sung. By the creator of the show, John Sullivan.
Oh, really? Sung by him, wasn't it? Yeah, sung by him, man. Not
everybody
really
thought
I didn't know
it's Nicholas
recently.
Lyndhurst, but it sounds like Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Mm. It sounds like his tone. I, as a kid, I always thought Nicholas Lyndhurst sang it.
I always thought it was like Chaz and Dave or someone.
Chaz and Dave were too.
I know it weren't them, but someone a bit like that. I didn't think it was Lyndhurst, but I didn't know it was old John Sullivan. Never knew that, man. But did you know for the first series though that got aired, the first few episodes didn't have the lyrics. It was an instrumental, more or less the same instrumental, because that was written by a guy called Ronnie Hazelhurst. But the main thing in it was a sax lead all the way through it.
It was the second
series when John O'Sullivan said to the BBC, like this ain't right. You're getting complaints. Well, you're getting people like on the, you know, people used to love a complaint back in the '80s, isn't it? So I used to write into the BBC and say, why, you know, what, why is it only Fools and Horses? What's that about? Like, kept asking questions about the title. Yeah. And he said, it makes it easier if you just use the song that I wrote with the lyrics. It will explain everything.
What's going on,
Yeah, and everyone will know what it is. So from season two, that's when the lyrics came in. It never changed. It is a classic, isn't it?
And what a classic song it is.
It's such a classic.
If you're mentioning Shepherd's Bush, it's a done deal.
From a mushy Shepherd's Bush, bloody hell.
And there's so much Cockney rhyming slang in it.
Cockney rhyming slang in it, yeah. It had a bit of everything. It's a proper London tune, isn't it? That's why I used to think like Chaz and Dave style. It's got that sort of Cockney.
Chaz and Dave had their trademark, man. They're Tottenham. Singing, sing along trademarks, man.
Sing along, yeah.
No Chaz and Dave in here, sir.
Got more rubbish. Why don't you give it a rest?
No, we're not going to go there. So our next one. I love Only Fools and Horses. Absolutely love Only Fools and Horses. But let's move on to, because we had our cartoon podcast and our kids' TV podcast. And if you guys have remembered listening to that, you would have heard me singing a whole load of cartoons. And we're probably going to get into some later on in our favourite theme tunes, but this one is not the best out of all of them, but we just plucked this one out. But I don't think it got enough when we last spoke in our cartoons and kids' TV programme. And this is one everybody, just like the rest of the ones we've been mentioning today, everybody knows this one because
I think the people who do remember it and do know it, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I still find myself occasionally it pops into my head.
Just randomly.
Yeah. You'll be like, you know, something will come back and you'll be like,
and that's the thing. those first couple of notes is how the song starts.
Yeah.
Without the lyrics. And as soon as you hear that bit, you just sit down and comply and just watch the show.
Comply and watch the show.
Because you hear, as you said, one for one and all for one, muscular hounds are always ready. Like that song, and it got so good. I don't know if you guys remember, it got so good near the end that there was like, he had backing singers. Do you remember that bit? Like, by the second time they sang it around, they got into it. Like the muscular hounds joined him. You know, it was like Dog Tanyan was singing it. It was like the cartoon character was singing that song. It looked like it suited it.
Athos
like
and Aramis are the backing singers.
Yeah, they were the backing singers, mate.
But I used to think it was Dog Tanyan singing it. I had that feeling.
But as I was saying, everybody loves that song, right? And everybody knows it for One for One and All for One. And there's another bit that everybody used to sing that will probably come to you now. Do you remember the bit when that again, that again, dun 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 dun.
It changed it up.
They changed it up.
It changed it up.
And he'll be faithful to his
That's what gave it that sort of European sound.
Mate, it sounded like Eurovision.
It sounded like a Eurovision song. Like, when you heard that bit.
Like, especially with the early, like, manga-style drawings. With the Japanese cartoon. It was a Japanese band. Yeah, it must have been made for Europe. Say Monkey Magic people. They might have had a hand in that song.
I mean, it's a manga cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's off that ilk. So, and remember, and those were the days when the manga kind of drawings were slowly creeping in. So we first saw it in Battle of the Planets.
Yeah.
And then Ulysses and Dog Tan. You always, and Mysterious Cities of Gold.
Cities of Gold, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good song as well, but we'll come to that in another episode. But that, all those songs for those programs, like, as I mentioned, Ulysses, you know the song to Ulysses, you know the song to Mysterious Cities of Gold and Dog Tanyan. Great songs, but Dog Tanyan is the one that everybody remembers it. Everybody sings.
It's
such a generic show, and it's such a it was part of everybody growing up in the '80s. Everyone knows that song. There's no one, you know.
And you already knew of the Musketeers, and you already know the swashbuckling, the sword fighting. So it's sort of nice to see a cartoon, no matter if they were dogs, humans, or whatever. Exactly. It was just nice to see a Do you recall though that all through every episode, every cartoon, they never ever say Musker Hounds. They were always the Musketeers in it. So, like, only the title was Musker Hounds. That word never got mentioned throughout the whole series and every episode, They always referred to themselves as the Musketeers. So, yeah, I don't know.
They would
never use that in it. But, yeah, no, I loved it. It was good, too. Good things for after school.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Written by Alexandre Dumas. The Three Musketeers. Yeah. Well, not the song, the whole book Three Musketeers. He also wrote Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah, I remember that.
Those stories. But yeah, One for One and All for One. Lovely, loveless song. Love that. Part of our childhood. That came out in 1985
or six.
Something like that. Somewhere around that. Yeah. But okay, moving on to our next one. Now, our next one, again, this is one of the programs that we were saying earlier where I didn't really watch it. I was a kid, I didn't go pub, so I can't relate to what's going on in there. But the theme tune was so, because you remember a couple of podcasts ago was talking about soundtracks, and I loved Christopher Cross's You Can Get Caught in Between the Moon and New York City. And this song has that kind of feel. It's that simple voice piano feel. And everybody knows it. And that's the theme from Cheers. Everybody knows your name.
Yes.
You know, where everybody knows your name. It's like, it's a song everybody knows. And it's a short song, and it tells the story of the program. It gets to the point, and it kind of works universally. You know. But it's for that situation in a pub, but it could be in a workplace,
you
know what I mean? Any environment where there's a communal environment.
Tell you what, that was one of the ones where I'd listen to the theme tune and then turn it over.
I probably would as well, because you could relate to the guys in the pubs, you know, they're chatting about the American football or the baseball, and it was sort of based in Boston, wasn't it? It was like Boston workers in a bar of an evening or whatever, and then it followed the barman and the regulars, really, wasn't it?
The
song was written by Gary Portnoy and Judy Hart Angelo, who wrote songs for plays and theatre. That's why it sort of got that feeling, you know, like you were saying. It's got that feeling, isn't it? And then they
could help a lot. Couldn't you like to get away?
It's a proper musical.
It's funny though. Can you see that bit? That's the bit that I used to love, because sometimes you sit there and you're like, yeah, you know what? I would like to get away. I do. How do I do this? Like,
Yeah, but sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Mate, it just works.
It was a good tune.
And they're always glad you came. It worked.
It's one of them tunes. It was that era where you had the Hill Street Blues, the Moonlightings, the Taxi, you know, they all had great theme tunes, but you didn't watch them because they weren't our generation, but you still loved
it. Yeah.
You love the theme tunes.
Hill Street Blues and Taxi. Hill Street Blues theme tune was probably one of the best theme tunes.
So that's a wicked theme. I'm sure we'll talk about them another time.
When we go to the instrumentals, we'll talk about them once.
Yeah.
But Cheers came out in 1982.
Lasted 11 years. It was one of them long US sitcoms.
Started off with Ted Danson, ended up with Woody, didn't they?
Woody, I forgot. Yeah, of course. They changed. I'm thinking they were in it together. But
They were for a while. He was shown in the ropes behind the bar and then Teddy went.
And then That's how much I watched it. I remember, I thought they were both in it.
Yeah. I didn't watch it a lot, but it was, again, you know, 982. So you know there's one telly in the house.
Yes.
So options are limited. And the theme tune gripped you, so you'd have stayed with Jaffa Cake in your hand.
I probably went back to it after watching Look Who's Talking, because it had the two of them in it, didn't it, with Tom Selleck.
Selleck. Three Men and a Baby, you mean?
Three Men and a Baby. Not Look Who's Talking. Three Men and a
Baby.
Come
on, man. Now you're 80s, man.
Yeah, sorry, man. It had Ted Danson in it.
Man.
Look Who's Talking. That's a John Travolta baby mouth thing, man. That was weird. But no, yeah, I didn't mean Three Men and a Baby. I probably went back to Cheers after watching that and seeing Ted Danson in that and getting to like how he acted in that. Let me check Cheers out. Let me see what that's about.
Yeah, so, man, Cheers. Everybody knows your name.
Everybody.
Loved it. Everybody knows your name in a pub. Teaching kids about pubs in the 80s.
That's a
doss and complain about your day in a pub. So our next one is we're soon to mention this in our American comedies podcast, just like Cheers. And this song was from a program I used to watch when I was little, and it's one of the first program we see black people on, so you know he's watching it. You know, just for Gary Coleman, you'd watch. You know, because the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. That's different strokes, man. Do you guys like the show first?
Different strokes was my jam.
It was good.
All of us sit down and watch that whenever it was on.
Yeah.
There was in the early 80s, 70s, early, there was a couple of them. A nice black family comedy shows, but Different Strokes was definitely one of the good ones. I never really understood it because they were adopted, weren't they?
Adopted, so
they weren't a black family.
The kids were, but they were adopted.
They were adopted by Mr. Drummond,
who was their deceased mum's employer. It was great. And they had like a stepsister as well, wasn't it? There was another girl in it.
She's
no longer with us, nor is Gary Coleman. Both passed on. It was great. Yeah. I loved it, man. But again, it was that opening title when you saw it. It was like
it was
Dallas
a short
for
song.
Kids. That's what I used to think it was. It might be like, you know, that it used to show you like a shot of America in it or wherever they were.
Wicked,
man.
And Gary Coleman just walking up the road and stuff.
I think it was in Harlem, innit? It must have been New York. Shots in New York. As well.
I can't remember where it was shot. I just remember everybody loved the "What are you talking about, Willis?" move. That was a catchphrase. That was a catchphrase for the 80s. Like you would say that to your friends at school. That's just something stupid.
But it wasn't just the catchphrase, it was the look afterwards as well.
It was the fold arms.
The little screw face.
About Willis. The little that was the line from Gary Coleman. Yeah. Do you remember when Gary Coleman used to be like Buck Rogers as well sometimes?
Yeah, you see him
in Buck Rogers. Yeah. He was like some king or something, or some planet or something.
Commander, is that some commander or something?
Yeah, he used to show up in Buck Rogers for real.
I forgot all about that, mate.
Gary Coleman, man. He stole the show.
Yeah.
But the theme music, just different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Is it does it takes different strokes to move the world.
Did you know that from the opening sentence. Yeah.
Did you know that Robin Thicke's dad wrote that song?
Really?
Did he?
Alan Thicke wrote that song. So that was probably Robin Thicke's chat line when he was little. You know my dad. His dad was a composer and stuff, and he wrote that.
Here's an interesting, you've just reminded me of something else. Having said Different Strokes, do you remember Benson?
I remember Benson, but I don't remember that kind of Benson
soap. Different Strokes,
that's what I was sort of getting at earlier. Yeah, they all had catchy themes. I can't remember the Benson one. I can't remember Benson one either,
that was just an instrumental. Different Strokes.
It's definitely one of the top theme tunes of the decade.
Definitely, of all those kind of programs, it was that song written by Alan Thicke, Robin Thicke's dad. Different Strokes was the tune. Now, our final two of this episode are both sung by the guy in the program. Yeah. First one's from the UK, second one's from the UK. First one's based in West London, second one's based in South East London. So let's go to West London first. So
they have them catchy theme tunes,
these London shows,
don't they?
Yeah, catchy. And this one, like when I thought Nicholas Lyndhurst sang Elephants and Horses, I thought Dennis Waterman sang this. It sounded
like it.
I was right. I hit the jackpot on that one. You know. Right people, right time, just the wrong location. So, I'll Be So Good For You, the Minder theme tune.
Wait, that's a big track, you know.
Program Minder, but
I didn't mind it.
Saying it's a West London program was why I watched it, but you would see the high
areas that you know,
Acton High Street, Bush.
Yeah. You know, you'd see all Labrick Grove, you'd see all
Huxford
that around.
Road. Yeah.
You see all that around. You spot bits out in that program.
That's probably why I liked it. Yeah. Stories were a bit dry, but
they weren't for us. You know, that was the time of the Professionals. So I've got a choice between Minder Professionals or the Sweeney. I'm watching Professionals. Do you know that he released that tune in the charts?
Yeah, it got released. I remember.
And have you ever seen the video for it? It's the corniest video ever. I think it's in Shepherd's Bush Market or some market, bopping, like picking up apples, biting it, and then giving it to a girl and bopping up. Wrong places, right time. Like just walking. It's just, I'm gonna help you. Walking around doing his thing, like grabbing his arms, grabbing fruits and stuff, and just singing.
It's one of those videos that when you look at the behind the scenes, people are chasing him because, hey, you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You need that.
Woo! It's that kind of. Mate, just don't do a video for it. Just don't. Just let me hear the song. Even though I know you sing, I don't want to see you singing it.
Nah, just the imagination is good enough.
Just let me hear the song.
He went on to sing a few though. He sung a few of his you know, comedy sitcoms that he'd been in. He tended to always sing the theme tunes to him, didn't he?
Did he write the theme tune?
I'm not sure. if he wrote some, but he definitely sung them.
I don't even know what else he sang.
There was Stay Lucky. On the Up was the one I like. New Tricks and Stay Lucky are the four that I remember. I think there was a fifth. You'd remember them.
Stay Lucky.
Stay Lucky was, what was Stay Lucky? I think that was like a late night thing. It was a bit like, I think they might have been cops in it or something. It was a bit like trying to be like the Professionals. So I remember there was like a bit of nudity they would like. I remember there was a scene. It was something like that. It was like that.
But it wasn't very good though, was it?
No, it weren't great. On the Up was good though. That ran for a good couple of years. And that was the one we've talked about before. It was filmed in Chiswick, just two roads away from where I used to live. And he was like a self-made millionaire. He owned a minicab company. I think he was sort of retired. And he had his best mate, Sam, was the butler. Joan Sims was the cook in it. And it was just about him like living in this house, basically. And the butler living downstairs. And it was really good, man.
But you don't remember the theme tune?
All I remember, it used to go, I'm on E up. That's all I remember. I'm on E up. It used to say, like, I was down. But now I'm on E up. I'm on E up. That's all I can remember.
It was another one that wasn't very good, though, was it?
Yeah, they weren't great. Lasted for a couple of years. But I used to like it. I used to enjoy it at the time.
I ain't got a clue what that is.
89 to
93. If you were to Google Stay Lucky, New Tricks, and On the Up, you would remember them. You'd say, yeah, I remember watching these, or at least giving them a go.
Definitely remember Stay Lucky. The woman that he acted with is the woman from the coffee advert, isn't it?
Yes, the Nescafe advert. Yeah, you're right. It was the blonde, the bobbed hair, short bobbed hair girl. Yeah, I remember now.
Okay.
Another thing with him singing as well, it used to remind me of another show, was Alvida's Ain Pet. It had that. So I used to think he sung that. I don't know who sung Alvida's Ain Pet, but I used to think it was Jimmy Nail. No, I don't know if it weren't Jimmy Nail. No, he had his own,
I can hear that's living all right. I know what you mean now.
I used to think it was him, but he wasn't in
when
it.
You
so thought,
kiss the dames and you don't have names. That's living all right.
That was a tune.
So as a kid, he's telling you just to move to girls, kiss them, and bop.
Yeah, and bop. Like, don't even worry about asking the name.
These lyrics were treacherous back in the day.
after you've been working on the site all morning, all night, that's living all right.
That's living all right. Bloody hell.
But I used to think that sounded very similar to Dennis Waterman.
It's very Dennis Waterman.
It is a sort of his Dennis sort Waterman-y. Of tune, isn't it? Dennis Waterman-y.
Yeah. Maybe we should find out if he did write that song.
Yeah, so, we'll look into that.
We've come to our final. Remember, all these... This wasn't a top 10, ladies and gentlemen. This is just we're just plucking tunes out, 10 of them, and we're going to do another 10 sooner or later. But for our last of this episode, it's a song that when it came out again, it's just like again explains the program. Mm. You know, Don't Scratch My Soca, sung by the main guy of the program, Norman Beaton. Desmond.
From the long warm nights with the ocean breeze
to
the worst thing is, like, when that started, you just wanted to jam, innit?
You can't sit still.
Right. Even though I wasn't born in the Caribbean, whenever he said, "We come from the sun to live in the cold," I felt it for him.
What he's saying, didn't it?
Mate, I felt it for him.
I miss me rum. I want my coconut tree.
mate.
I love it.
You knew Norman Beaton was singing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can picture him sitting there singing it.
It was just his song, man. But I remember through the years, they kind of like changed the production and got different instruments and made it more like...
Added extra instruments. I remember that.
I didn't like it.
They funked
the
it up a bit. I like the original, yeah.
I like the original sound. But then they tried to put more scratching in it and more like bass in it and stuff. Like, don't need to do that. It's perfect how it is.
Don't scratch my soca. Yeah.
Keep the soca vibe in the song, you know, because you hardly heard soca on television.
It's true.
It was good to hear it on there. It really represented what the program, what the show was about, man.
It's a vibe that you, like Stacks was saying, you can't sit still when that comes on, man. It's so upbeat and it reflects the liveliness of the characters of that show. Mate. It works perfect.
I heard that it got,
I can't remember the first ever episode of Desmond's, but I heard it was, I don't think they used that as the tune, but that was featured in it because Desmond was playing a part where he had a band called the Georgetown Dreamers,
and
they played the instrumental with that, and then from then on, that it got turned into the theme tune of the show.
Mm. That was his group during the show,
and now you're hearing it. You're hearing it now back on the telly, isn't it? Who's doing it now? One of the Butter adverts or something. Anchor or someone's doing it now, which is really good to hear. But I keep thinking, the bad thing is, I keep thinking it's Desmond's. I turn around and see it's a Butter advert. And it's
exactly.
Really,
you get all excited. Like, oh my God, Desmond's
in. You get proper excited. Yeah. That's the only bad thing about the advert.
Did you guys notice that, Stacks would have noticed, but did you notice that in one of the worst Star Wars films ever made, the guy that plays Michael in Desmond's, he's one of the commanders, the Imperial commanders in The Rise of Skywalker.
He's from Star Wars now. Which episode is he in? Star Wars film ever.
He's in
the last
Rise
one.
Of Skywalker, yeah.
The number
he's
nine,
the,
isn't
he's
it?
He's one of the Imperial commanders.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember his name in it.
Yeah.
But he looked the same. So guys, if people have watched that film, that Star Wars film, you'll see Michael from Desmond. I can't remember his real name, but I looked at it, minus the moustache, you'll still know it's him.
Yeah.
It's the one who was like the businessman, wasn't it? The businessman.
Yeah, he worked at a bank manager, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, I noticed that when I saw it.
Still active. That's good. But no, the Desmond's theme tune. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Such
amazing
show.
Amazing theme tune. That stands Wicked up there tune. with Only Fools and Horses tune. It's just, for me, they're the two biggest comedy theme tunes ever. Desmond's and Only Fools and Horses. But as we're saying, this is no order what's the best. This is just the stuff that we remember.
Random.
So I hope you guys liked and enjoyed and, you know, reminisced like we did in some of our favorite TV theme tunes. We'll be back with more, including some more cartoon ones, some game show ones, some TV ones.
Let us know if you've got any, put us a comment, let us know, drop us an email, drop us a comment, you know, with the older version, check us out on the socials. Let us know what your favorite theme tunes were. We'll have a chat about them next part of this.
Yeah, just-
day. All right, guys, I'm Mr. Lucas.
And Chris.
And I'm Stacks.
Try and keep cool out there.
Yeah.
But look, but probably by the time you listen to this podcast, it's going to be raining and stuff.
It's going to be raining, yeah.
It's all good. So I was gonna we're going to edit what you just said, Chris, but it's irrelevant.
Stay dry. Stay dry, people.
Just don't stay dry, mention
stay
weather.
Warm, stay cold.
Yeah, just don't mention weather. There's people listening all over the world. There's some people going, what's he talking about? He's faking it. What's he talking about? Yeah. So let's just forget the whole weather thing. Peace, people. We love you all.
Lay out here. Peace.
Those were the days I remember.